So now we move on to the skill or tactic of recognizing reactions and impacts that are part of change. And this is particularly important because it helps us to be wise and kind to ourselves when situations aren't what we expected. And in some ways, beginning the process of grounding ourselves and working out what we need because of how things are impacting us. So it starts with recognizing reactions. So by recognizing our personal reactions to any challenging situation or change, we acknowledge that these are human. We can begin to move from awareness of what's going on into helpful action. So it is part of the step. Common reactions that a lot of people have when there's been unexpected change or a confrontation, no surprises, it include these sorts of things. So a sense of shock or confusion, perhaps uncertainty, what's going to happen next. Natural concerns arise, and this can spill over into worry or even fear. The stress or tension reaction can result in being confronted by a situation that we didn't expect or it's out of our comfort zone. Some people feel a sense of loss or sadness, particularly around times of change, letting go of the old ways and anticipating the new ways. Frustration, even anger, can occur. And self-doubt. This is a sense of, can I do this? What's going to happen next? Perhaps I'm moving into territory where I'm no longer the master of my domain. It's also quite common for us to overthink things, to think about all the situations, even the worst case scenarios that are going to occur. This is part of the brain preparing for the future. But it can help us get stuck in going over old ground or over future scenarios that aren't likely to happen. Other people may not be sure of how they feel and feel a bit numb, while others who are going through some sort of change can feel interest, energy, even excitement. So we would say if you're experiencing one or more of these reactions, then you're normal and human, especially if you've been confronted by a situation that was out of the ordinary or you weren't expecting. However, we know if they last too long or become more intense, they can be a source of stress and impact on our day-to-day well-being, concentration, perhaps even sleep, and how we function in day-to-day life. So we mention these in a way just to be aware of them, to get a sense of normalizing them, but also to know that we can keep an eye on them in ourselves and others. And when we think about why is it that change and challenge might be confronting or challenging to us, it makes sense when we look through the lens of unexpected events or confrontation, raising our tension and stress levels in preparation to protect ourselves, to maintain our integrity, and to maintain our sense of purpose and order, doing things well in the way we like them. So these sorts of things have been shown from lots of people in the past talking about these and also research, that we react because of these things. We're not prepared or expecting the thing to happen. It may involve strong emotions, dealing with someone's fear or anger, even our own fear or anger. We might feel out of our comfort zone or have a sense of a lack of control over things. We may realize a situation involves confrontation, and this is a challenge in itself. Change particularly takes time and it takes effort. Other people will say, I'm unsure of what to do. Or the situation that's occurring, perhaps it's the behavior of somebody else, it pushes our button. So it's a trigger for us. They said or did something in a particular way that for me always gets me into the red zone. And lastly, when we're looking at changing and getting what we need, we're actually required to be assertive and ask for things. And that can be confronting for some people as well. And after an event has occurred that someone or perhaps yourself are facing, look, we're not always in the right mood or the right mode to receive advice, even though people are well-intended. But it would be remiss of me not to actually mention the good advice we've heard from many people in Australia, working Australians, and through global research, about the good advice that at some point starts to ring true. So as we move out of that shock or absorption mode of what's going on, we may see these sorts of things coming true for us as well. So I'll go through the list. Firstly is that we become to accept the change has happened. So it is real, it has happened, so now what? We may move to from thinking it's personal and being just focused on the situation to the bigger picture and perhaps not taking it as personally. Unless, of course, it is personal. We remember that we have the capacity to adapt in time, that things do change and we can change as well, even if we didn't want to. We can begin to set limits on worry time. The mind will wander off and worry a lot. It's a very natural situation to occur. It can even keep us up at night. So we encourage people to sit down and create worry time. It might be 10 minutes or it might be 30 minutes. Best to sit down, write things out, create some plans, and talk with someone else. Also, it's very powerful to ask this question of ourselves. By changing and adapting in this situation, what will I actually gain? Or what will I maintain in life which is good? Because we can always be focused on what went wrong or what is changing and not going to be the same. Now, as best you can, we encourage people to maintain healthy lifestyle routines as well. And healthy lifestyle routines include things like a balanced diet, exercise or physical activity, maintaining social connections, spending time with people who make you feel good and support you, and rest and recreation. So this is where I'm saying it's great to have a hobby and do use it. And to sum up at this stage, this ability to recognize what's going on spills over into a degree of acceptance and acknowledgement. And this is quite a powerful brain activity. It helps to reset the brain and our focus by going, yes, this has happened, and this is how it's impacting me. And this can have flow-on effects to the beginning of reducing sensations of stress or a sense of being overwhelmed.